So the thing that we are learning through this work and through our engagement with the text is that what we call ourself is suspect, even in terms of its existence. That ultimately there is only an as of self. That's all that's possible, because the idea of a self is something that is the Lord's alone. The Lord is the only self, because the Lord has life in himself, whereas everything else is a recipient of life. So in that sense, it appears to have a self. So it's a constant work of having to step back from the idea that I am, that I am the I am. So just something that stood out through the shares today was there's a lot of self-referencing. So there's this I that mustn't do or must do, whereas rather than sort of getting a separation from proprium, we kind of tend to identify with it when it's, you know, dominant and active as ourself. But there is no self that you are. You are an as of self, and we need to keep reminding ourselves of that. So if I'm stuck in the sense of I am, then when I'm in contact with another, I begin to work to have the solution. Rather than there is no I that has any solution for this situation, not necessarily a solution, but just being in the contact in a way that's spiritually beneficial. The more we step back from any notion of I as the doer, the more the Lord can come in. And the Lord comes in because goods and truths, or what is the opposite of that I, is given space to work. And that increases the quality of the contact. It has to, because you can't step back from that I. And even in that statement, you stepping back is a bind. There's no you to step back. There's just no you. There is just the as of self. So it's trying to bring to bear the idea that the word alone is what brings connection. The word alone is what is active and alive. Everything else is dead. So these kind of reminders enable the quality of our contacts to be elevated, you know, elevated because we're stepping out. And I mean, that's part of what the Logopraxis Life Group is about as well. Like, we have these principles and things that we remind ourselves of in terms of how to meet. And the whole purpose of that is to try and take the self out and allow the word in to be the governor. So the content of the meeting is the work the word has done in our lives. It's got nothing to do with any self that comes here. It's all the mercy of the Lord at work. And he is the one who's drawing out what is of himself in the shares that we bring. And as that is drawn out, it forms the new man in our midst, which is the Lord in our midst. And we are in contact with that through the experience that we have here. So we can't escape proprial activity and its need to appropriate to itself. And part of the way that it does that, of course, is through proprial to proprial contact and trying to establish those bonds. Whereas what the word is trying to do is unpack that. At least from a logopraxis perspective, we're using the word as the basis for how we meet. So the gratitude that is felt, it's gratitude to the Lord. It's got nothing to do with any individual in the group. That's the point. So no one deserves any praise because no one has been able to elevate their thought. The things that are seen are what the Lord has brought forth and given to the group as if it is its own. So within a logopraxis context, what we're constantly seeking to do is remove reference to persons so that the word remains at the center, and it doesn't always feel right. But that feeling needs to be put aside, because of course it's not going to feel right to say, to not offer comfort, or, you know, there might be a gratefulness around something, but then it's attributed to person. And of course, when you read about angelic responses, when that happens, they are averse to it. They don't encourage it, because any focus on person closes things down and reduces the capacity of something to be extended throughout the greater whole. So in the logopraxis principles, they're actually there so that others don't get in the way of the experience. That's the true comfort that can be offered, is to allow the experience to go where it needs to go, to be what it needs to be. It's not about suppression. That's not what it's about, because what we feel is as much a human element, I mean genuine human element, as much as what we think. And what the conditions of a life group provide is hopefully for that which is real to be present. So externally, the response is not the expected response in the group setting, but the idea there is to allow for what is truly of the Lord to be present in the midst, and allow the word to meet the needs that need to be met, as opposed to me thinking that, just in my case, for example, thinking that I can meet someone in some kind of, or any kind of state, but I can allow the word to do that. And that's what conscious work is. So the depth of what's being shared is, you know, it's beyond us all. But what's being opened up is for this time. And here we are having to walk in that and with that. So the response is one of, I was just speaking for myself here, you know, it's just an inward looking, a looking up, and, you know, an interior praying that the eye that wants to respond is held in check in favor of allowing the word to do its work. This is the external and the internal of the natural being illustrated. And when we fall into the external of the natural, all interior things, like, they fall away. We become absorbed in the appearances. And so, like, we have this idea through the reading that the communication with that level has to be severed, so that what is more interior can actually be present. And so I think it's just a beautiful example of that dynamic that we're reading about and how it plays out, you know, in real experience. So it's all there. You know, the word is always connected, and I'm talking about the reading, the texts, always connected with what's going on in our lives, because under providence, this is what's been offered for every state that's active currently, at least within the logopraxis community, that this aspect of the word here is meeting all those states simultaneously. So, yeah, I mean, that's the richness of bringing our experience and having the word form it into something that's real.